We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Chaos at a private social club. Four people were killed in Crown Heights this morning. Police say there was some illegal gambling going on inside. Our Mac Rosenberg at the scene with the latest.
911 calls came into the AAA Aces Club just before 7 o'clock. Police at the 77th Precinct, just a block away, got to the scene and found four men dead inside.
At this point, what it appears to be is an illegal gambling location set up inside that first floor location.
Chief of Detectives Dermot Shea says that gambling may have involved cards and dice and that it looks like 15 shots were fired. Chief of Patrol Rodney Harrison.
There's a concern that it's a block down, two blocks down from the command, but we have had no activity or no concerns from this location.
A woman and two men were also shot. They are likely to survive. Sean Duke McFadder works with a crisis management group funded by the mayor's office. He's seen his fair share of neighborhood shootings.
We're working to change that community norm, right, where we don't become susceptible to this and this becomes something that we just see as another shooting.
A 9mm handgun and a revolver were recovered at the scene. No arrests have been made. In Crown Heights, Mac Rosenberg, WCBS News Radio, 880.
It's 11:04 at WCBS. Fotis Doulos believes his estranged wife is still alive. Jennifer Doulos went missing in May. The mother of five was last seen dropping off her kids at a school in Connecticut. Fotis is facing charges related to her disappearance. His lawyer, Norm Pattis, claims a medical bill for services on July 7th is proof she's alive. He claims her disappearance was orchestrated by family and friends because of the contentious divorce and custody battle they were in the middle of. Fotis will be back in court next month. His girlfriend, who's also charged, is scheduled to appear in court in 2 weeks. The Trump administration's plan to deny green cards to immigrants who use Medicaid, food stamps, and other government benefits blocked by a federal judge in Manhattan. Steve Burns with more.
Judge George B. Daniels called the idea repugnant to the American dream. His ruling out of the Southern District of New York means the Trump administration's public charge rule will not go into effect on Tuesday as planned.
A victory for the rule of law, a victory for our values, a victory for our Constitution.
Among the state attorneys general who sued over the rule was New York's Tish James.
The new public charge rule was nothing more than an effort to penalize immigrants for their use of vital, non-cash benefit programs such as food stamps, Medicaid, and housing assistance.
Advocates argued the rule discriminated against low-income immigrants and immigrants of color, and that some were already disenrolling from those benefit programs, afraid of any repercussions. The White House could appeal the decision to the Supreme Court. Steve Burns, WCBS, News Radio 880.
As of today, the speed limit on most of the West Side Highway is now 30 miles per hour. City DOT Commissioner Polly Trottenberg says the goal is to reduce accidents.
If you, the motorist, are driving at a safe speed, if a collision happens, for whatever reason, you will have more reaction time, and it is so much less likely that that collision will be fatal.
And the speed reduction is part of the Vision Zero initiative and stretches from Battery Place up to 59th Street. Lyft is taking the city to court. The ride-sharing company wants what it calls the highly damaging cruising rule to be eliminated. The rule limits the amount of time drivers can ride around certain parts of Manhattan without a passenger inside. Uber also sued the city last month over cruising caps, saying the rules threatened its business model. A look at the forecast with meteorologist Bill Dager. A lot of clouds, but a mild day.
Yeah, a lot of clouds, Kevin, out there still, and some places seeing more sunshine, especially across parts of New Jersey. And it looks like the clouds and the sun will battle it out for a good portion of the day, but it will be milder compared to yesterday and nice, a high near 70. Partly cloudy tonight, a front approaching from the west sort of dies out as it moves through, so no rain expected, just some clouds, lows from the 40s in the suburbs of 54 in Midtown. Tomorrow, sunshine gives way to clouds, 67. We'll see a period of rain tomorrow night in some areas, especially south and east of the city. That'll move out for Monday. The sunshine back, a nice start to the work week, high 72. Another nice sunny day Tuesday, 68, ahead of rain from our next storm on Wednesday, high 66. Right now, temperatures range from 56 at Holbrook to 61 in Edison. It's mostly cloudy and 58 in Midtown. And Kevin, we're headed up to 70.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.